This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Arnett, A-R-N-E-T-T-E, or no E, A-R-N-E-T-T, date of birth 10-29 of 1959. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Arnett with a diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and microalbuminuria. His last visit was 1 year ago. Since that time, he developed initially right hand and wrist swelling and pain. That got better with a prednisone injection, but the pain and swelling returned, and then it progressed into the left hand and wrist. And he's been diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica. Currently, he's on prednisone 10 milligram twice a day. Acetaminophen is 650 milligram twice a day. Varenicline tartrate 1 milligram twice a day. And he's been taking naproxen 220 milligram one twice a day. He has tried to stop the naproxen, but the pain returns immediately and begins waking him up at night, and the swelling also returns. He is still on lisinopril 20 milligram daily. Chlorthalidone is 12.5 milligram daily. Also diabetic meds, and his other routine medicines have not changed. He has gained 6 pounds over the last year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No incontinence, no nocturia, no edema currently. Physical exam, weight is 177 pounds, pulse 65. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 80. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Hands, the middle interphalangeal joints of the hands do have some edema and decreased range of motion today. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 10/31 of 2023. Creatinine is 1.01, greater than 60 EGFR. Albumin 3.9, calcium 9.5, sodium 136, potassium 4.1, CO2 27, phosphorus 4.5. Urinalysis negative for blood and trace of protein. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio 129 in the microscopic range. CBC, his white count is 19.8, and he generally has high white blood cells when they are checked. Hemoglobin, 11.2, platelets, 491,000. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function, 2, microalbuminuria, stable, 3, hypertension currently at goal, 4, polymyalgia rheumatica, requiring prednisone and naproxen, both for pain control. The patient has a visit with you within the next few weeks, and he was wondering about an alternative to naproxen, since long-term damage will generally cause kidney damage and more proteinuria, especially while used concomitantly with lisinopril. So a different pain medication may be indicated. Also, maybe a rheumatology referral could be helpful in his case. And he will continue to have lab studies done for this clinic every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.